Amen. Well, I salute the body of believers with the blessing words of grace, mercy, and peace. May they be multiplied unto you here in the month of September. We thank God for everybody that's present in order to receive another word of clarity and understanding in this season. And for those that are chiming in and are participating, what the Lord has given me a revelation to begin to teach on tonight is really a series on the basic teachings on fivefold ministry. Amen. Usually when it comes to fivefold, a lot of people kind of talk about it, but they don't bring it into clarity. And some people assume people know what's being talked about, or you'll hear it articulated around apostolic ministry. But in this season, there has to be a foundation of understanding of what fivefold is all about. Amen. And so with that being said, the Lord has pressed on my spirit, because there's still people that are asking, what's fivefold ministry? What is this title? What is that title? And I want to make sure that from the unction of the Holy Spirit, everybody has a clear understanding of what fivefold ministry is all about. Amen. So before I get into teaching about fivefold, I would ask that those that are participating, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, because I want to start this off with what is going to be the foundation scripture that I'll be referring to in order to teach this subject. Amen. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And in Ephesians chapter 4, I would like to primarily focus on verse 7 through 16. And the word declares thus, and I'm reading to you from the Standard King James Version, and it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same as that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." And keep in mind, we're talking about Christ Jesus, our Lord and King here. Now, verse 11 says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith." Unity of the faith. Hear that. Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Amen. So now, with that being said, for those who have the notes, it would bring or resonate in your spirit, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, the first question: what is fivefold ministry? Amen. And if I had to give an answer to that, fivefold is five offices or identities or gifts that are associated with an individual that are designed to mature them into the identity of Christ, which is given as your own godly assignment. Amen. Basically, If I put this in a nutshell, fivefold ministry is not only about the offices or identities or gifts, but it is the totality of the identity of Christ hidden within each of us. Understand that the offices are recognized as primarily gifts due to the fact that we do not know basically what a gift is until it is revealed to us after it's been received. Amen. Let's look back at Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12 to bring you into focus of what I'm saying here. And it says, and he gave some as apostles, and he gave some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And see, we have to understand that these are gifts that God has given us. Let me even back up. Go back to verse 7. All right? Because notice that I said fivefold is something that is given, and it's given to all of us as a totality of what Christ is. Because you got to understand, we have a desire to be Christ-like. Amen? What is being Christ-like other than carrying these identities hidden within ourselves that have to be matured in order for us to be like him? Amen? It's one thing for us to say that we want to be like Christ, but the thing is, the body of Christ has not identified what are the attributes of Christ that we want to be like. Did anybody hear what I said right there? See, it's just like this, if I can still put this in simplicity. What makes a child want to be a cop other than they see a cop putting the actions of protecting and enforcing the law? So when they see somebody do something, it brings an admiration and an aspiration to be what they see. Amen? So when it comes to understanding about fivefold ministry, these are the attributes or aspects that's hidden within each of us that resonate as to what we want to become. See, within your design, within your nature, there's already things that's hidden within you, even when it comes to a profession. What makes you stay or go after a profession or get educated in that thing other than something hidden deep within yourself that tells you you want to be that?
Yeah.
So now, in the same term, we got to understand that fivefold ministry is more about gifts or identities that are hidden within our spirit that are waiting to come out. Don't think you go to church or try to be a believer just because you want to do it. There's something hidden within you that causes yourself to be stirred up inside to have a desire to bring that thing into fruition. You don't want to just feel good inside for a minute or just for a moment that you have chills down your skin and stuff, and then the moment goes away. Once you touch into that and you know that is your pleasure place or something that you really enjoyed, you're going to ask yourself for more. When you drink water, you don't stop after one cup. You continue to drink water for years because it meets a thirst that you got within you. So fivefold ministry meets the thirst that you got within yourself to be like Christ. The more that you say, I want to be Christ-like, the more you get thirsty. He says, okay, the more I'm going to make these elements resonate in you. So now, some may begin to ask, what are the fivefold offices or gifts that are hidden within? Well, as we just read there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, you have one office that's called the apostle, which in the Greek is called apostelos, which means messenger or ambassador, or watch this, one who is sent to send. Amen? An apostle is more than somebody that just goes by title of being an apostle, and they're more than just a messenger. They're one who is anointed with the ability of being sent to you in order to send you. Meaning the assignment of the anointing of the apostle is to look within you and pull the diamond out of the rough. It's an anointing that some walk into when they see other folks. They look at the good out of them versus the bad. Did everybody hear me right there? See, People have to understand the anointing of the apostle is one that goes after the best in you versus the worst. Amen. I'll teach that in a whole nother session alone about the apostle, but everybody got to get that in perfect check. The apostle is sent to bring the best out of you versus seeing your worst and bring you into a place of recognizing who you are and the greatness of God. The next office that's identified there in Ephesians 4:11 is the prophet, or as correctly pronounced in the Greek, is prophetes. The prophetes is the oracle or the interpreter of hidden things. Because, see, God always has mysteries that ain't for everybody. Y'all got to understand, God operates just like where we get our military system. Strategic knowledge that's known in the military ain't gave to everybody. It's only given to senior leaders in order to disseminate to those who on a need-to-know basis. Did you hear me right there? So the prophet is the one who carries the anointing of giving you the need to know stuff when you need to know it. That's why we understand that the prophet is one who speaks what's coming forth or what is to come, because they give it to you at the right time. That's under another teaching that I will follow up after this one as well. Amen. Tonight I just want to give foundation, but I at least want to begin to plant the seed to those who are listening to understand where we're coming from when we talk about fivefold ministry, amen, about the gifts or the identities that are hidden within, amen. The third office is called the evangelist or eulogistes, and a eulogistes or an evangelist is a bringer of good tidings, and if I can keep that in simplicity, evangelist is basically one who gives testimonies, amen. When it comes to good tidings ain't necessarily being about you being able to preach the word. The good tidings is you able to give a testimony that brings deliverance into somebody's life.
Amen.
The next office that's identified there in Ephesians 4:11 is called the pastor or the poimen. The poimen in the Greek is one known as the shepherd or the manager of an assembly or an overseer, meaning this is a person that carries the anointing or the gifting to care about folks that connect to them. Did everybody catch that? See, some of this may break down some of what is traditional teaching, and see, understand, traditional teaching of fivefold has no effect if you ain't got spiritual revelation on it. Because watch this, people have to understand it's not the title that makes the person, it's the person that makes the title.
That's right.
And if you're not walking and understanding and anointing you walking in, you're a false version of a title walking in the earth realm.
Amen.
Because understand this, watch this, the word tells you they're false prophets. Okay, so if there's false prophets, then that also means somebody got to be an original. I don't know if nobody heard me right there. A false prophet has to be based off what an original is like. And an original is one who knows who they are within themselves. False versions only copycat because they ain't grasped and coming to a revelation or relationship with God in order to walk into it for the truth for themselves. So they become a moocher off of an identity because they think an identity makes them look good before a movement of believers in order to give them prestige.
Come on.
But I'll teach on the pastor on a separate Bible study. Amen. The next office is the teacher, though, which is didaskalos in the Greek, which means a teacher or an instructor. Amen. But now, as I'm giving this, I need to give you a sidebar note to also sit and begin to resonate on this thing about the offices of the fivefold. Amen? One thing I want to bring to your attention, even there in verse 11, is notice that it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now note that I'm emphasizing the words some, because I want to give you a revelation on the word some. Because most of us, when we read this, we began to lean towards Webster's Dictionary and say, okay, the word said some, that means like a few, or that's an association to a number, amen? However, I want to give you a different revelation. That word some comes from the Greek word men, M-E-N, which men in the Greek means certainly. So hear what I'm saying. God didn't put a number on how many. The word really says he certainly gave apostles. He certainly gave prophets. Meaning he telling you there ain't no question in your identity as to who he gave you as for the earth. Now, let me even take that deeper for the ones who listening. Men is only the root word for menunge. M-E-N-O-U-N-G-E. Which not only means certainly, but he says at least. So watch this. All five of these gifts that he gave you are your minimum identity. The body of Christ then turned it around that these are the ultimate identity because we look at them as titles. But when you get into the Greek and understand what it's really saying there, he says, I've certainly or without question given these identities, and however these identities are the least of who you are. That means they are the starting stone. They the starting place of where you've begun. When you got the revelation of the gift you got within.
My God.
I don't know if anybody heard that right there. Mm-hmm. Huh,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, so now that I touched on what the five identities or gifts are, it would bring me to bringing the next question to your attention. What is the purpose of fivefold ministry in the life of a believer? Now, note I said everything is hovering right there in Ephesians 4. We pretty much going to stay right here in this home place. All right? So now, when we began to look at the purpose of fivefold, it hovers mainly around verse 12 and verse 13. First of all, it says to perfect the saints. Mm-hmm. Amen? Everybody see that? Because once it gave the title or the identities of the gifts in verse 11, verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, which we understand from a previous teaching, perfecting means maturing. Fivefold ministry is given to you as a starting place in order to mature you into being sacred in your relationship with the Lord. Because if you are saint comes from the Greek word hagios, which means sacred, but we understand in order for you to be sacred to God, you got to be in a relationship with him. So fivefold ministry are gifts that are given to you or come into a revelation within your life in order to mature you as a sacred vessel for God. Meaning you can't be sacred on your own just with praying. There are certain gifts that you got to begin to operate that make you separate and sacred unto God. And God says when you see these things and recognize they make you Christ-like, then it begins to mature you. It's one thing to come into a relationship with me, but it's a thing even people that are in the natural have to go to school in order to be matured in the natural world. So God says in the same thing, I'm giving you something that I will teach to you when you operate in these.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, we still hovering right there at verse 12 with defining the purpose of fivefold for believers. Now, it is also to be occupied with, or for you to be occupied with as one operating in ministry. So now, notice that it says here, for the working of ministry, and let me make sure you understand that, as I just said, occupied, work comes from the Greek word ergon, which means occupied. So ministry is something that is supposed to occupy you. Fivefold are the identities or gifts that occupy you for the will of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
See, some folks be tripping and get it twisted. They'll name everything else that's occupying them
right,
to what they define as ministry for God.
Right.
What I'm giving you a revelation on is all that's nice and dandy, but what God said by his word that is ministry for him or real work is you being occupied with these identities working in you.
Amen.
To see if you ain't hovering around what's already divine by the scripture, then what kind of work are you really doing? What's really occupying your time, or what are you calling godly work? I don't know if somebody heard that right there. See, if none of these are resonating within what you're doing, you need to be checking yourself before you wreck yourself. Because if it's real ministry, it should still be hovering around what the word says God calls work according to the kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got it.
So now, let's still look at that verse. He says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, watch this. Edify comes from the Greek word henotes, H-E-N-O-T-E-S, which means to unify, or watch this, come into agreement with the body of Christ, which is to be in the unity of the faith. So in essence, what that's saying is fivefold is also given to you in order to bring you into agreement and unify you on what you become convicted about in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you are not unified on what you believe, then it causes you to waver. And when you waver, notice you ain't convicted about what you waver on.
Right.
Feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ain't sold out on something, then you don't be convicted on it, and you don't carry a flag and a banner for it that you would champion that thing.
Amen.
And Christ is saying through his word, you need to operate in fivefold in order for you to be convicted about what you're saying and champion it all the time. See, many people fall away from the faith because these things have not been revealed to them, and the severity of them being convicted about it in order to stay in the faith. Most people that have sold out for the or separated themselves from having a relationship with Christ, and they shifted to everything else, and some even becoming atheists, is due to the fact that they have not become convicted or unified themselves in their thinking. The thing is, they will allow somebody speak to them as a serpent in their ear and have an Eve moment.
My Lord.
That is what basically happens when people leave what is understood as a foundation. They had a Garden of Eden moment and an Eve moment that they allow the serpent to begin to challenge what they believe. And when they challenge what they believe, then that means these offices or giftings become null and void because they don't hear those offices speak within themselves. Why do you think people become depressed and suicidal other than the fact that they don't feel good about themselves? Because either they've heard it spoken against them out of somebody else's mouth, or they began to speak on what everybody else has defined them as.
That's why right now even people in the body are sleeping giants. The word declares that there are many that are dead in Christ because they're not operating on the seeds that's already hidden within. Mm. Mm.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. So now, that moves me to another part of the answer. It is also to receive knowledge of the Son of God. But now watch this. In verse 13, it says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. This is a deep revelation for those that are listening that may not have the notes in front of them. To have knowledge of the Son of God is, watch this, having recognition of the Son of God. The word knowledge that's used there comes from the Greek word epignosis, which means recognition. Now, note, for those that even know anything about Greek, the second part of that Greek word, gnosis, means spiritual. So now, when the word says here, for you to have recognition of the Son of God, it says that you will have recognition spiritually of the Son of God. Everybody catch that? But now, let me give you the other half of that that's still awesome revelation. Notice that there in verse 13, it says, and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. So check this out. Not only is the word saying fivefold will give you recognition of the Son of God, it's actually saying you will begin to recognize the Son of God that's hidden in Y-O-U. Because you are the perfect man. When it said the word unto a perfect man, it's saying the Son of God that is given to a man that is maturing. We already addressed here in verse 12 that it said it is given to perfect the saint. Once again, perfecting is maturing. So he says here in the word, when you receive knowledge or when you get a revelation of recognizing the Son of God that's hidden within you while you're maturing. Amen.
Amen.
So now let me move to the next question that will probably throw a swerve to some people that may be listening. Number 4 says, how long will fivefold be expected to exist in one's life? Now, some would not expect that to be a question. You're probably saying, what, there's a time limit? Well, the thing is, God gave fivefold in order to do something. All right? So anything that has a beginning has an end. Did that give somebody a sidebar revelation right there? Anything that has a beginning has an end. So God does some things for a season, some things for a reason, and some things for a lifetime. Fivefold has its season, its reason, and its lifetime result. See, because understand, as we get more into fivefold, you will understand fivefold is a key thing for your eternal life. But what we operate in now has its reason and its season for operation within you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
So now, right there it says in Ephesians 4:13, until one becomes a perfect or mature in the Lord. So the offices exist until you become mature in God. Maturing in God allows you to look like Christ. Now note, the verse also declares, until a measure of time is achieved. So now, understand this, because this is an awesome revelation as well. Let me read this verse in its totality. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So let me break this down to make sure everybody can grab this. Basically, what this part is saying, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, it is trying to articulate to you until the right quantity of time of you living is achieved for you to be filled with Christ.
Amen.
Did everybody catch that?
Amen.
It's saying it's here until you as an individual have been given the right quantity of time living on this earth in order for you to be filled with Christ, which, understand, Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which not only means the Son, but it means the anointing or to be anointed. So if you ain't going to be the actual Son that came 2,000 years ago, you're going to be a version of the Son because you're carrying a level of the anointing of the Son.
Amen.
So it says that this is going to happen or be here and in operation in your life until you get filled. Now some people have not captured this, but let me give you the revelation. When we talk about being filled, it means to be satisfied. So Jesus basically tells you through the word, there's going to come a point that you become satisfied with me.
Wow.
So as long as people are wishy-washy, that means they ain't satisfied. Okay, let me still keep that in the natural sense. For some folks that's natural and ain't delivered in relationship, y'all know how men or women will continue to seek for another. A man may seek another woman, and they're not satisfied until they find the right one. Are y'all with me? Or a woman does the same thing. Mm-hmm. I ain't satisfied with this man. Well, Christ, through his word, is saying, I'm going to keep this thing working in you until you're satisfied where you ain't got to find another spiritual mate in your life.
That's right.
Fivefold will operate you. If one identity ain't doing it, the other one will. So when you got five things going on within your spiritual life for the kingdom, he says, if one don't satisfy you, one version of me don't, the other one will. And some will get fulfilled with all five versions of me.
Hmm.
Basically, he says you get five in one.
Yeah. Amen. Mm, amen.
Okay. So now, it also stays with us until we are not only no longer satisfied, but also until we are no longer children.
Mm-hmm.
And see, now watch this. The Greek word that's used there that I put on your notes is nepios, N-E-P-I-O-S, which means infant. So he's not saying that you will no longer be a child. Watch this. Maturing occurs in your life. But we can never mature to a place that we begin to be equal to or beyond God. Amen? So now, be it that we are the created versus the creator, we will always be a child to the creator. But now, in the fact of being a child, what God is saying through his word is you won't be a baby forever. You will not be getting Gerber bottles of the word saying goo goo gaga. Because nepios means an infant, means one that can't do nothing for themselves or have an inability to speak. All they give is babble. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Even if you flip that thing to Old Testament, it becomes babble in the land. When you babble, that means you're not in a place of relationship that you can speak on behalf of God. But God says these things work in you in order to mature you from still speaking babble in the natural world.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that affects the timetable of how long it's going to be with you is also addressed there in Ephesians 4:14, until we are not carried away with every form of doctrine.
Lord Jesus.
See, that feel, that goes back to the fact that it's articulating to you, it will stay with you as long as you stay convicted. And it'll mature you when you convicted and come into agreement with one frame of mind of who Christ is and who he is for you and in you.
Right.
Because, see, watch my bullet right here. Understand that the ultimate goal for fivefold is to develop an individual to see themselves as the sons or the daughters of God, or being Christ-like. See,
right.
Gifts, especially these gifts or offices, were not intended for fame, fortune, or some form of notoriety or reputation before the world. See, watch this. Remember I said, it's the person that makes the title, not the title that makes the person.
Right.
But
amen.
Here, notice, y'all are giving me an amen if you want to, or if it's step on toes, oh well. But you know as well as I do, many people in the world, in ministry, grab these titles in order for the prestige that goes along with it. But some have not paid the price that's required in order to be in that physical identity. See, understand, there's a spiritual price that's paid when you are authentic in receiving these titles being mantled on you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Now, note, I said fivefold is about making you Christ-like, amen? So folks,
amen,
don't get it twisted and be saying, you know, because I feel I need to be in this title because I did this. Watch here. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. In Philippians, it's the very next book, chapter 2, verse 7, it says, and this is talking about Christ, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So, Jesus Christ made no reputation of himself. Okay, so now, watch this. Hopefully this will be a teaching point for you. Because I've given this revelation to people when teaching about Genesis with creation. Let me go back and kind of encapsulate that in order for y'all to grab this. Genesis, it says, let us make man in our own image. Amen?
Amen.
Then later on, the chapter says, and he formed man from the dust of the ground. Everybody with me?
Yes.
Now watch this. The word made or make is a spiritual word. Form is a physical. Catch this. Let us make man in our own image. God's making you out of his imagination, so he spiritually created you. Then later on, the scripture says, and he formed man, meaning he gave you the body as an afterthought. It took a physical action. So watch this. Jesus, by the word here, it says he made no reputation, meaning spiritually, he didn't think himself no reputation. See, people's reputation come from your thoughts. That's not a physical thing. You create that spiritually by the way you think or the way you see yourself. So even before he came to this realm, he already canceled out a thought of saying, I'm going to give myself a reputation. So what I'm saying here, for folks with this, it begins with your head. It begins with your thought. Don't begin to formulate that a reputation must come with the identity, the fivefold that you operate in. You already have to kill it in your cerebral or in your spirit so that you can come into alignment with how Christ did it. Because it said that he made no reputation, but he took on the form. So in his spirit man, he said, I ain't got no reputation. And without that, he was able to take on the form or the physical of a servant. So understand this. When I begin to get a revelation about fivefold ministry and what it's all about operating in me and being Christ-like, I automatically got to kill the thought within my spirit man that these offices or giftings operate in me that I ain't worried about chasing after a physical title to go along with it. With that, it will give me the ability to not war with myself, that my actions perform like a servant. Because see, how can the body be served unless they first learn to serve?
Amen.
So, fivefold ministry, out of all these offices of gift, these things should make you the best servant for the kingdom more so than the titles.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I hope somebody caught that.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Make it plain now.
Amen. So now, number five. What doctrine is the foundation for fivefold ministry? Now that should be deep for some folks because, you know, a lot of people challenge that when you begin to teach about fivefold and about apostles, etc. And they say, well, what doctrine lies this? Easy. You can turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Okay. Acts chapter 2. Verse 42, and when you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42, what's going on here in the chapter is about the first movement of the church, amen? So here in verse 42, and it says, and they continue steadfastly, meaning without being shook, in the apostles' doctrine, which when we use the term apostolic really means doctrine of the apostles. Everybody grab that. Apostolic means the doctrine of the apostles. Now, understand this because we don't want to get this twisted like the world has. People think apostolic is a denomination, but no, it is not. The apostolic is a mantling or a gift that's bestowed upon an individual. Because once again, going back to Ephesians 4:11, and going back from verse 7 forward to 11, understand this is all about the gifts that are given to you. So the gift of the apostle is nothing more than a mantle that's being placed on you. Now, that brings us to question number 6. Can everyone receive fivefold ministry? Why, yes, they can. Because watch this. Fivefold actually has another element of its definition. Back in verse 7, Ephesians 4, chapter 7, or chapter 11, verse 7. I'm sorry, Ephesians 4, verse 7. Seven links to verse 11. Watch this. But unto every one of us, not one person or two persons or a couple of folks in the church that you fellowship with, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace. Now watch this. Grace comes from the Greek word charis, which means more than unmerited favor. It means divine influence. So the word says, unto every one of us is given divine influence according to the measure or the amount of the gift of Christ. Everybody hear that? Okay, so now it says it is the gift of Christ, but remember I've given you a revelation that fivefold are the giftings. So it means the way God operates you, because understand divine influence means you being possessed. God possesses each and every one of us, and the measure of the amount of Christ is based on the elements or the identities of fivefold that you operate in like Christ.
All right.
Everybody catch that?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about your measure is based on what you operate in. So now, that brings me to the next question. What are the effects of fivefold ministry on an individual? Check this out. First thing is that it will cause you to speak truth in love, which is resulting in growing up in God in all areas of your life. Don't take my word for it. Look at verse 15. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So with this, it begins to cause you to speak truth, stuff that can be confirmed in love, but understand, love is about godliness. So you will speak truth in godliness according to God. And the more truth you speak on his behalf, the more you mature in that truth.
Right.
On top of that, another effect is it will cause your framework or your life's foundation in him to be put together properly. See, because, watch this, without fivefold beginning to resonate in your life, some people get put together in the body incorrectly. That's just like putting on the armor of God out of order. Did y'all hear what I said? Because if you don't do a thing in an order, it'll cause you to jack up some things out of order. So if you're not operating in everything and receiving everything in the word that is said for you to receive in order to be Christ-like, it'll cause some things to get discombobulated in how you mature. I can wear shoes all of my life to adulthood, but watch this. If I don't wear the right size shoes, then it'll cause my feet to grow improperly. My feet grow, but they won't be proper because they haven't been maintained the right way. So fivefold ministry, the effect that it has on you causes you to grow in Christ the right way. It's easy for people to go pick up the word of God from Walden Brook, but if they ain't had no spiritual encounter with God, if they ain't had no relationship with God, if they have not been impregnated and understand these are things that they got to operate in order to get closer to God, they can learn all the word that they want to, but have no life in them.
Wow. Amen.
Now, another effect, it will cause one to be effective or make an impact on others as they work their godly gifts in ministry. Fivefold ain't meant just for you. What it's meant to do is do a work on you that will impact a work on other folks. The more you work it for yourself, the more it impacts the fivefold in somebody else to be worked. Read that verse 16 again. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love or in godliness. So when fivefold works you, it increases the entire body of Christ to be effective.
Amen.
So now, it also causes one to edify or build the body of Christ up as well as themselves, which I just read there. Now let me tag something into that I didn't give you here earlier, but when it comes to edifying or building the body of Christ, Can I give y'all a revelation on that thing, body? The word body that's used here in this portion of the text is the Greek word soma. What's interesting about the word soma is it is in reference to a living body. So watch this. Catch this revelation here. Another effect that fivefold does is it edifies your body individually for Christ, not the body of the church. The purpose of fivefold is for individuals, not necessarily for a specific church. The church is the fringe benefit of the effect of fivefold in an individual. It does no good to operate in offices in the church if the folks in the office ain't operating in the spirit that office is titled for. They gotta already have a revelation and a spiritual movement that matches that identity. And if they're operating in the identity in their spirit, then it has a chain reaction to begin to operate that same spirit in another individual. And the thing is, you look for the effect on other individuals due to the fact they come collectively to the same place and begin to exercise the same gift or anointing. That's how fivefold impacts the church. It only can impact the church when it first impacts an individual. Because the church should not be an organization, it should be an organism. How is it an organism other than the blood that is alive through the fivefold identities or gifts that are operating in the individual?
All right.
So now that brings me to the last question. What is the impact on one's life for not understanding or walking in fivefold ministry? So I've given y'all all the keys here, what fivefold is about, what it does, how it's identified. However, what happens to those that refuse to recognize it, refuse to understand it, or go into a place of ignorance regarding it? Well, here's the answer. One will not be able to see, understand, receive, or operate in the eternal life God has offered them. Read Ephesians 4, let's go to verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of blindness of their heart. Let me go back to even bring this further in focus. Read verse 17. This I say therefore in testifying the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind or thought. Watch this. Understand, from verse 7 through 17, we're identifying fivefold ministry that's hidden within everybody. Amen? So now, the writer identifies fivefold and what it is, but now he gives you a warning. He says, okay, I've given you the good things that's hidden within you, but now I need to give you the warning label. The warning label is this. If you recognize this, do not be like folks that don't. Meaning folks that don't have a relationship with God and continue to do worldly things. And the reason they do worldly things is because they see themselves as they own God and don't need God in their life. That's what the word means about being vanity of their mind. They don't need nobody else but themselves. They don't believe in God, don't think God operates in them, have nothing in them. So now, with you being a Gentile, out of relationship with God, you become puffed up in your thinking that you got it all in a bag of chips by yourself. So now Paul says here in the word, when you got that mind, your understanding has been darkened, meaning you become a dum-dum. You dumb because you can't even understand or recognize what God is doing in you. And then it causes you to be separated or alienated from having eternal life in God. These giftings are keys to your eternal life. They begin the eternal life within your bosom of your spirit. But if you ain't operating in them, you're already dead on the inside. So now he says you become ignorant and you become blind, meaning you have no revelation, you have no prophetic foresight to see things that are coming and begin to speak your future. You already canceled your future out with your present and your past. Now you have a lack of knowledge that results in you being blind or polluted or dull in seeing things. And so now that even cancels out when you try to get an individual relationship from what you read of the word. And in some instances, a lot of people are impacted because what other folks in churches or in offices of leadership are teaching them and saying these things are not so. So now they've canceled out and planted a thought in your head as a serpent speaking to Eve that these things don't exist, they don't operate. So now they call you to become null and void. They cause you to cancel out your contract of relationship with God that gets you into eternal life.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. With that being said, I'm going to stop there and open up if anybody has any questions since we're right there at the time. Amen.
Amen.